I look at problems of, I call them optimal learning problems or information collection problems. So these are problems where you're making decisions about what type of information to collect or how much information to collect, and you're balancing the benefit of collecting information, which is it allows you to learn something and it allows you to act in a better way in the future against the cost of collecting that information, which is usually some kind of time you spend or some kind of maybe money that you spend in a laboratory. So say you're developing a new drug for a disease. So we're looking at Ewing sarcoma, which is a pediatric cancer. So there you're trying to search through a space of molecules in order to find one that will do well against the disease. So the decisions you're making is you're deciding which chemicals to test at each point in time, and the information you're collecting is the quality of each of these chemicals. So how do you choose chemicals to test in an optimal way? Another collection of problems that I'm looking at are information retrieval problems, where you're getting recommendations from Netflix, and the recommendation, the piece of software that does the recommendations, it has some estimates for what kind of movies you like, but it can collect information about your preferences by suggesting movies to you that it might not have otherwise suggested, and then getting feedback from you. So what's the value of that feedback to the recommendation engine? And then I also look at global optimization problems, which of time-consuming simulation models, which has a lot of different applications in lots of different areas. And the essential problem there is you're trying to find an input to a piece of software that caused the output to be as good as possible. So you face a similar problem in the shower every morning when you want to turn the knob of the shower to make the temperature just right. And which sequence of temperatures do you test in order to find the one that's best? And if it took a long time in order to get feedback, say it took 20 minutes in order to find out when you turn the knob if that was too hot or not, it would be difficult then to find the right temperature, and you might need some kind of mathematics to do that. So I look at those types of mathematics.